podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you for each one of these people. Father God, I thank you for what you did in their lives last week. Father God, I pray that you would help me to get your word across today. Father God, more of you, less of me, God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. It's in your name we pray. Amen. This morning, what we wanted to do was share with you a little bit about our youth mission trip. I'll take a piece of this and share with you about our mission trip. And as you saw from the pictures, we did something different this year. We stayed local, and we worked in our backyard, and we worked in our community. And what we did was, during the morning hours, we would go out in groups to three different locations, and we worked at places such as Pretty Manor, Abba's, East Oaks Outreach, Chestnut Grove Middle School. We re-roofed J.C. Holt's mother-in-law's house and painted. We did a lot of things, so much more. But during the day, these youth would go out in three different teams and work and serve God in whatever way, shape, or form they were asked to. And a lot of those pictures show you that. But also those pictures show you VBS. And what we decided, the youth council decided, is that we wanted to take on the amazing challenge of VBS this summer and let our youth run it and our youth pour into our children. Oh, children, you are dismissed at Children's Church. No, you guys can't go. So what we did was we ran VBS, and these youth did all the work, to be honest with you. And from leading worship to the Bible story time to the crafts to everything, they took on that challenge. So at nighttime, they would run the VBS and pour out into the children of our church and our community. And I think one night there was 45 kids here between the ages of 5 and 12. So they would do that, and then after that, if the day hadn't been long enough, we brought in a speaker, and his name was Josh Harding, and he spoke at the Philadelphia Infuge mission trip that our youth went to and loved, and he's out of Greensboro, and he came in and spoke, and then we had worship, and we just had a time together. So basically what we did was we ran an Infuge at home, and we poured out into our community. And as you can tell, the theme of that was, ask me about my box. And as you can tell from the boxes that are everywhere and the shirts that these youth are wearing, it says, ask me about my box. And when we came up with the idea of staying home, we decided we needed to have some sort of theme. Sarah, your niece is here. And we had a... We came up with a theme, ask me about my box. And each one of these youth has a box. And what do we mean by box? What we mean by box is, what is it that hinders you? What is it that keeps you from being the young person that God wants you to be? What is it that is holding you back? What is it that keeps you from going all in, all out, being radical for God? And these shirts that these youth have, while we did give them to them, they actually had to earn them. So the first night we had a short devotional in here, and we had all the shirts laid out. And we said, here's how it goes. These shirts are yours. There's one for each of you. But you got to earn the shirt. So in essence, what they had to do was they came up, and in front of each other, they said just what they did right now. You know, I'm Jacob Stoltz, and my box is flip. My box is fear of sharing my faith. And that's what they had to do to get their shirt. And in essence, say, you know, admit, hey, I've got a box, and it's a fear of sharing my faith, and they could have their shirt. But then we took it another step. and we challenged them. And actually, we made them pledge that during the week they would step out of their box, that they would say, you know what, I'm afraid of sharing my faith, but during this week, I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to share my faith and see what God does. So what better way for me to get this across to you than to let you hear it from two of them? So I have asked Sarah Weldner and Chris Daniels to share with you, our church, just what this mission trip to them, just what impact it had on their life. I'm going to let Sarah go first, and then Chris will follow.
Hi. I attended the youth mission trip, and it was my first mission trip. My sister got me to go, and I was really happy I did, because before the mission trip, I never thought about going out and sharing with people the Word of God, and I discovered when I got here that it was called a box, and that I was stuck in it. And my box was that I was shy and too scared to be judged for sharing the Word of God to strangers, kids, or even elderly people. But I was given the chance to do all three of those, and I want to honestly say that I stepped out of my box. Because we went to the retirement home, and I got to sing with the elderly people, and we got to stay there and hang out with them. And then at VBS, I had the privilege to teach the kids in the Bible studies, and it was really, like, eye-opening. And I got to, when we went to Carowinds, our last day, we got the privilege to share with people as they asked us about our box, because we got to wear our shirts there, and they all wondered, there's probably about 50 that asked all of us. And we all got the privilege to share with them, even if they gave us a negative response or laughed, we still went to the next person and told them. And I just want to say that I'm really thankful that I got to go on the mission trip, and I want to say that I stepped out of my box. Thank you.
Hey, you guys. This was my first missions trip that I've been to also, and definitely not the last. It was great. I think we really touched some of the hearts of these kids at VBS and really got them pumped up to learn about God. And I got the chance to help people, and hopefully they got something out of this. And my box was not putting God first in my life and letting different things distract me. Friends, riding the skateboard, sports, and I had some things taken away from me because I didn't put God first, and my box was not putting Him first. And by going on this missions trip and helping others, I stepped out of my box by putting Him first and going on this missions trip and helping others, and it was a great experience to know that these people and these kids really got something out of this. And I just want to say, it was great. And I thank the Lord for putting me here and helping me with all this. So thank you, guys.
So, So last week, challenge was step out of your box. and we issued it to these kids. And these kids, these youth, these teenagers, took it and ran with it and stepped out of their box. And God did some amazing things in their lives, in the leaders' lives, and in the people that we came in contact with. And as a youth group, we thank you, our church, for supporting us and for lifting us up in prayer and for helping us make this possible. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for letting us do this. But now comes the interesting part. Now comes the curveball that I want to share with you this morning. And if you have your Bibles, if you'll open them to Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. And Hebrews 12, 1 through 3 says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." That is the verse that inspired the Ask Me About My Box. Because if you look in verse 1, it says, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, which are big words for me and youth. So throw off the things that hinder and the things that entangle means step out of your box. That's kind of how we reworded it. So when I say step out of your box, or when I say box, what I mean is that. Everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And that's what inspired this, because as we met as leaders months ago and talked about, you know, let's do a missions trip here. Let's run this out of our own church. Let's do this. We had to figure out what was our topic going to be. What was our focus going to be for the week? And we realized, the more we talked, the more we prayed about it, that our young people, our youth, have a box in their life. Some of them have several. And some of them are really tiny boxes, like this, which is Sarah's, and it says shy. And some of them are really big. And they are hindering them from being the young men and the young women that God wants them to be. So we talked about it, we prayed about it, and we said, all right, well, let's get creative with it. And we came up with the title, Ask Me About My Box. But the more we as leaders, we as the youth council, looked at it and prepped for it, the more we realized that we have boxes too. That we as the leaders, we as adults, myself included, have boxes. I have a box, and it is the fear of failing God. And what do I mean by that? I mean, for me, you know, being in ministry, this right here is my comfort zone. You all know that if you were here youth Sunday. That's my box. I have no problem being really crazy, really funny, really stupid, putting on a dress for pictures, doing really stuff. If you have Facebook, you've seen that. But for these kids and having a good time and getting the word across to them. But when it comes to this right here at this very moment, standing before you and sharing God's word, that's like out of my box. Because my fear is that I will fail God. My fear is that I'll get up here and I'll stumble and I won't know what to say. Or that I'll say something wrong. So I stay in my box. Because I don't want to step out. Because if I step, what if? You know, what if I say something wrong? What if I stumble? What if I fall? You know, what if I tick someone off? So this morning, I'm stepping out of my box. But last week, I had the opportunity to step out of my box. Because my fear entail lies with sharing or ministering with people that are older than me. That's my fear. The more that I evaluate it, and as the week went on, that's my fear. My fear is failing God when it comes to speaking, sharing, leading people who are older than me. And when we went to Pretty Manor, we got to lead worship. And then we got to hang out with some of these amazing people. And I got to see these kids really just share. listen, open their you know, their mouths and spit out things. And I'm like, wow, where did you learn that? And they're like, youth group. I'm like, all right. Must have been the week Mark taught. No. But they're doing this, and to me, it's the most humbling thing that they can and I couldn't. So I was like, all right, well, you know, you got to lead. So I stepped out of my box, and I shared my faith with some of these people. And then when we went to Carowinds, we made them wear their shirts. Now, we told them it was so that we could identify them as they went off. But we also let them know that we wanted them to wear their shirts because while the mission trip was over, this whole ask me about my box, this whole stepping out of my box was not a weak thing. And for some of them, at that point, they hadn't stepped out of their box. And when they went to Carowinds, and total strangers would come up and be like, hey, tell me about your box. They were put right on the spot. And they were, hey, my box is this. And we believe that, you know, each one of us has a box. And we need to step out of it to become the men and women that God wants us to be. So at Carowinds, I had that opportunity too. I had one of the ladies who worked there actually asked me, and I got to share my faith with her. Whether she processed it, whether she accepted it, whether, you know, she was whatever, that's between her and God. But during this week, I personally can tell you that I stepped out of my box. That I said, I'm willing to go all in, all out. I'm willing to make a fool of myself for you, God. And if I fall, I know you'll pick me up. And if you were at all involved in VBS, I made a fool out of myself. But the kids loved it. And the kids enjoyed it. And you know, we told these youth before we started every VBS, all right, guys, mission trip is not about you now. It's about these kids. You go all out, and you do whatever it takes. And these kids joined me along, and we made fools out of ourselves. But the little kids loved it, and the little kids enjoyed it. And in turn, it allowed for these little kids to learn about God in a fun manner, for these little kids to be excited to be here, for the kids to invite their friends. So I can say that I stepped out of my box, and I can tell you that each one of the leaders that was involved stepped out of their box. This mission trip had 33 people. It was 28 youth and 5 leaders. Granted, we picked up a few here and there during the week, but 28 leaders and 5, 28 youth and 5 leaders throughout the whole week. And I can tell you that each one of those leaders stepped out of their box. And while, you know, while it was uncomfortable for some of them and while it was stressful for others, at the end of the week, they were grateful that they had stepped out of their box because they had seen God work through that action. By stepping out of their box, one of them was being shy, and it's not Kathy. One of them was being shy, and they stepped out of their box and got to know some of the youth, the very youth. They got to share some time with these youth and in essence, built a relationship with these youth. And so they knew that stepping out of their box had helped them and had helped these youth. I can also tell you that these youth, each one of them, stepped out of their box. In whatever way, shape, or form it was, they stepped out of their box. They took that challenge, they took that pledge serious, and they stepped out of their box. And some of them, you know what? Some of them got laughed at. Some of them might have lost friends over it. But they said, you know what? I'm ready to go all in. I'm ready to give it my all, God. I'm ready to be the man, the woman that you want me to be. I believe in leading by example. And we as a youth group wanted to do just that. We wanted to lead by example. Because whether you're willing to admit it or not, each one of us has a box. Every one of us in this room has a box. Every one of us in this room has, for those of us that are intellectual, something that hinders the sin that so easily entangles. There's something that's holding you back from being the man or woman that God wants you to be, from doing the things that God wants you to do, from going all in for God. And we as a youth group wanted to take that step firsthand and say, hey, all right, we'll do it. We'll lead. Let's lead by example. So we stepped out of our box. And I can tell you that the fruits that are coming from that week are remarkable, are phenomenal. We've encountered several new youth, several kids here that have built relationships with these youth because of VBS. that are excited when they see them, and these youth are excited when they see them. We helped put a roof over someone's head. We helped paint and restock shelves and send out food. And so the lives that have been touched, we may not know all the lives that were touched, but we know that lives were touched. And it's a ripple effect. And our hope is that it's going to make a massive wave. And it's going to change our area. It's going to change our community. I stand before you, stepping out of my box, sharing with you, with my fear of failing God, knowing by faith that by doing this, God is going to use it. Whether it's one of you or two of you, I know God will use it. Hopefully God will inspire you or motivate you or challenge you through what's taking place today. But basically what we want to do is we want to say, what is your box? And then we as a youth group want to issue you a challenge. And it's this. Will you step out of your box? Will you step out of your box? My belief is just like these 33 people, and some of them aren't here and their boxes are there, stepped out of their box and made a difference. My belief that is if we as a church would say, I want to, in the words, run with perseverance the race marked out for me. Put off anything that hinders or entangles me and go all out, all in for God. Be radical. My belief is that we will, in essence, impact our community. That we will change lives and that we will see this generation grow closer to God. So my question, and that was a little longer than I planned, but my question for you is, what is your box? And are you willing to step out of that box? Are you willing to make a fool of yourself for God? Are you willing to lose a social status for God? Are you willing to put this worldly things aside for God? Because in essence, the question is, will you step out of your box? And my boxes have been moved, so this may not work. Will you step out of your box for God? And I'm going to ask the worship team if they'll come forward, and we're going to close with a song. You can take a seat. Thanks, guys. You're awesome. We're going to close with a song that says, you know, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And what we want you to do, hey, how are you? I'll move. What we want you to do is to take this time to really consider, you know, what is my box? Am I willing to step out of that box for God? Am I willing to do that? And we're going to take a step further this week. Whether it is as simple as talking to a stranger, which to me seems simple, but to you may not. Or it's praying with someone as God lays it on your heart to pray with them. Whether it's pulling over and, you know, buying food for the homeless person. Whether it's taking a day off and spending time with your family. Whatever it is, as simple or as complex, as small or as big, our challenge to you, church, is will you step out of your box for God? In faith and know that he will do something amazing, something great through that.